Hey everybody, Skip here again for another episode of Finding Meaning. I hope that you are doing well on your journey to find your authenticity, to deprogram from the falsehoods of life, to reprogram your life in a way that exudes love and grace and hope. I want to talk today about how all of that is one thing, and it is not a very easy thing to do. This life is difficult. As a coach, I've said it to players. As a dad, I've said it to my kids. As a husband, I've said it to my spouse. Life isn't easy. It's just not. There are the typical things in life that aren't easy. There's always loss. There's always uncertainty. There's always change. And then, you know, not to mention when we decide to go on the spiritual quest, we find difficulty there too. Now, I want to say this because I have heard people often say, if I could just discover the meaning of life, things would be better, or I would be able to understand. I'm going to make a bold statement, and I'm only speaking for myself, but I live in such a way where I think I have discovered the meaning of life. The meaning of life, the meaning of living life itself, I'm convinced, and you can do away with this if you want, but here it is. The meaning of life itself is to become a being of love, is to become a authentic being that can exude love, that can give love, can accept love from others to others, and one who can love themselves, whose primary focus in life is to share kindness and compassion and love. And when we build our life on that, it doesn't necessarily mean life's going to get any easier. As a matter of fact, it can be more difficult at times, but it's going to mean that there's a basis there. There's a purpose there that transcends all of the sort of processes that we humans have come up with over the years. And I want to talk about that. I'm convinced that the meaning of life itself is to become authentic, to practice love as a way of being, to practice what I call the sacrament of kindness, and to even dare to explore that with our enemies, with people who have done us wrong, with people who we need to forgive, with people we need forgiveness from. So we have to be persistent, because when we're persistent in this spiritual journey, when we're persistent in living out that meaning of our life, we're going to discover parts of ourselves we didn't know existed. We're going to discover, ultimately, I'm convinced, our own authenticity, our truth about who we are. But I want to talk today specifically about being persistent in that, because it's easy to not be. Let me put it that way. It's easy to take our foot off the gas, if you will. It's easy to become complacent in our spiritual journey. And here's why. Because the further we go, the deeper we go into our own authenticity, the more stubborn our ego becomes, the more stubborn our false self becomes. And we begin to discover that some of the things that we have held on to as important parts of ourselves are really just products of the ego. And we have to let them go. And that's the struggle. That's the struggle of the journey. That's the struggle that calls for persistence on our journey. The further down the path you go, and I hesitate to use that sort of linear talk, but the further down the path you go, the more you discover the things you thought gave reality purpose weren't as important as you thought. And that really shakes the foundation of who we are. And so we have to be persistent. We have to borrow from that old spiritual, we have to keep our eyes on the prize. We have to ground ourselves in the meta purpose of life. And that's why I wanted to start by talking about what I think is the purpose of life. Now, I'll leave it to you to find your purpose, but I would say this to you, that when we ground ourselves in a bigger purpose, we have to make sure that that bigger purpose is not dogmatized or systematized by something. Give you an example, pretty obvious example. When people are motivated by wealth, when their purpose is to gain security through material wealth, you'll often find that these people are really unhappy. They may achieve, being able to pay their bills or being able to even do good things with their money, but they still struggle with the same sort of questions, the same sort of search for their authenticity that everyone else does. Or when people find that a religion they believe is the whole truth and nothing but the truth, they begin to buy into 100% things that, really come from other people's egos, other people's ideas, other people's thoughts. The same is true with politics. The same is true with self-help programs, or you name it. What I invite you to do is I invite you to find a meta purpose in life that defies the ego, that defies the false self. For me, that meta purpose is to become a person who can love more, who can accept love more, who can give love more, who can practice kindness more. And that transcends religion. I think that transcends self-help. But it also invites us to a much more grueling and rigorous process of self-discovery. If I can say that my religion or my political party or my economic status is my purpose, is my reason, that doesn't really take us to the depth where we can discover in ourselves that being that is about love. I talk a lot about the collective false self, and that's really what I mean, is that we have really created a reality where we have a buffet, if you will, of choices that seem to offer purpose with substance. And what most people find out is that what they thought had substance really didn't have what they needed. Now, don't get me wrong. Some of these things are very important. My journey through religion is very important. My journey through self-help, through the New Age movement, through religious movements, all of those things, added to my journey. And I'm grateful for studying philosophy and science and religion and psychology. I'm grateful for all these things. But at the end of the day, I have to come up with a meta purpose for my life that will guide me through the narrow path, that will help me understand that there are things out there that are being offered as purpose, that are being offered as truth, that are simply just other people's concepts, other people's ideas, other people's wishes, even at times, unfortunately, other people's lies. And so that journey to that place, and then the journey to continue to be persistent, to find one's authenticity, is something that has to be focused on. You have to persist. Now, we would like to think that once we have sort of a meaning of life that defies the false self, or when we like to think that we have a purpose that aligns us with our authenticity, we would like to think that, you know, the universe should just unfold in front of us and it should all be easy. Well, easy doesn't teach anything. You know, like I would tell my football players or basketball players that it's you know, these things aren't easy to learn. These things, these plays, these character building things aren't easy to learn. They shouldn't be, because it's the difficult that allows us to grow. And so we find ourselves often in these difficult places. I try to tell my kids the same thing, that if you're in a rough spot, you can either become a victim of it or you can use it to further your journey. That is really it, folks. Maybe things aren't unfolding the way you want them to. Maybe economically, they're not unfolding the way you want them to. Maybe socially, maybe relationship-wise, maybe your spirituality isn't flowering in front of you the way your concept thinks it should be. But let me offer this, that's the time to become persistent, to keep your eyes on the meta prize, to keep your eyes on that love thing, to realize that everything is pointing us to, as Christian scripture will say, a God that is love, a truth that is love, and that we can manifest and build our life out of love and kindness. I'm convinced that every religion has as a part of it kindness and love and grace is really trying to point to that place. That place where we can say that we are beings of love. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to be perfect. It means it's going to challenge our notions of right and wrong, of good and bad. It's going to challenge these preconceived ideas that we have been forming our whole life. It's going to challenge those religious notions and our education. It's going to challenge our psychology and our spirituality, but they need to be challenged. They need to be broken through so that we can grow into, even though it's difficult, even though we have to be persistent, we can grow into that being of love that views the world through kindness and hope and grace. So, my friends, be persistent. Hold on to that meta-truth, which for me is about love. I offer that to you. It has kept me in good stead. It has guided me through the darkest times. It has brought me to a new understanding of myself, that we, you and me, and every human being, are simply on a journey to find their own authenticity, and that authenticity is always based in love. It is always based in grace. It is always based in generosity and kindness. And when those things are manifest, then we know. Then we know that we might have a bigger purpose. Thanks, my friends. Thanks for your time. Thanks for listening. And we will talk to you all later.